LAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. High-level talks taking place in Europe on a deal to end the Russia-Ukraine war. Secretary of State Marco Rubio saying the U.S. could step back if progress isn't made.
This was surprisingly blunt from Marco Rubio. The Secretary of State has been in Paris for meetings with European leaders about a deal to stop the war in Ukraine. He told reporters, we need to determine very quickly now, and I'm talking about in a matter of days, whether or not this is doable. He said, if it's not going to happen, then, quote, we are just going to move on.
ABC's James Longman. A federal judge blocked the Trump administration from carrying out mass firings at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. More than 1,400 employees were set to be laid off tonight. In New York, a judge denied a request by rapper Sean Combs to delay his criminal sex trafficking trial for 2 months to prepare. It's set to begin next month. In what's become a tradition in suburban Detroit, a helicopter dropped marshmallow treats for kids. They turn them in for prizes. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. State lawmakers are circulating legislation to create a 2-year pilot program for pre-kindergarten learning. The bipartisan legislation seeks to prepare kids to enter the school system. The program targets families that meet the income requirements in low-income school districts. The Wisconsin Department of Children and Families would select providers, and the program would be fully funded by a $500,000 grant each year. Studies show pre-kindergarten educational programs have led to greater student success through high school. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has launched a new tool aimed at helping fishing enthusiasts access information and resources. The Wisconsin Fishing Finder is an online tool seeking to give anglers all the information they need to enjoy one of the state's favorite pastimes. It can provide anglers with fishing and boat launch locations and share information on things like regulations for lakes and trout streams. It can also provide information on specific habitats and improvement projects, as well as tracking the spread of invasive species. Two Northwest Wisconsin residents have officially been charged following their arrest during a routine traffic stop in Rice Lake. 26-year-old Austin Buck of Hayward and 37-year-old Sarah Coper of Stone Lake are each facing 3 felony drug charges in Barron County Circuit Court. According to court documents, the two were arrested on April 13th after the officer who pulled them over near the Walmart on South Access Road allegedly uncovered methamphetamine, fentanyl, and cocaine in their vehicle. They each face up to 3.5 years in prison. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is seeking community input on a planned bridge rehabilitation project in Ashland County. According to a press release, the proposed project would see construction work on Highway 2 over Bear Trap Creek in Sanborn beginning in 2028. The nearly 50-year-old bridge would see asphalt and concrete replacements, surface repairs to the bridge railing, and a replacement of the guardrail. The highway would remain open during construction with one lane controlled by temporary traffic signals. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks head to Indy. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA playoffs game 1. The Pacers host the Bucks tomorrow at noon. Damian Lillard back at practice. Just 4 weeks after being diagnosed with a blood clot in his right leg. How did he look? Head coach Doc Rivers.
You know, we didn't go a lot live today, but he was in practice throughout practice today. You know, and now we just got to see where he's at physically.
Baseball, the Brewers opening a 3-game series tonight against the A's at American Family Field. The NFL draft coming up next week in Green Bay. How's the Packers roster? Mark Murphy.
You know, it takes a while for young players, even really talented ones, to really figure out the NFL. And usually by their third, fourth year, they're really, you know, really understand the game. And I know Brian, I think, has made some comments about we need to start competing for championships. And, you know, we're the Green Bay Packers. We, you know, it's all about winning championships.
That's Packers president Mark Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
More clouds than sunshine today with high temperatures scraping the low 50s. We've got a breeze out of the north dropping us tonight to lows of about 30. We stay stuck on the cooler side of things in the lower 50s for tomorrow, but there'll be plenty of sunshine. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
April is Global Volunteer Month. Find the perfect volunteer opportunities for you at volunteerwisconsin.org or contact your local United Way or Volunteer Center today. Volunteerwisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Matt Nair on air.
Deb Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters talking about the SAVE Act.
The kind of voter fraud that this SAVE Act is targeting would be non-citizen voter fraud.
There is no evidence of this. Zero.
Non-citizen. No, they're not eligible to vote.
There is no reason to increase these restrictions on voting except to stop people who might not vote for them.
Matt Nair on air, moving soon to its new time. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Jane Mattner and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll talk about the price of oil with Mr. Global and what that means for consumers. Hour number two, we'll talk about organ donation. I hope you join us.
Mattner on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. If you're rejoining us, welcome. If you're just tuning in, it's Friday. We made it, another week in the books. And since it's the 3 o'clock hour, it's time for a little segment we like to call Ask Maggie. Remember, you can always get in on the action. Text your questions in 855-752-4842, 855-CIVIC, or feel free to email them in anytime to askmaggie@civicmedia.us. That's askmaggie@civicmedia.us. Greetings to Sherry in Horicon, Cam in Appleton, Stephen in La Crosse, and all of our fine viewers on YouTube, Facebook, X, and Instagram. You can always find us there. Civic Media's got our own YouTube channel. If you want to watch on the X, what used to be Twitter, Insta, or Facebook, just check out at Maggie Dawn Show. And I've got my fine senior producer with me, Jamie, in the studio, live in 3D. For this afternoon's session of Ask Maggie. How you doing, Jamie?
I'm great. This is awesome. We're right across from each other.
This is the first time we've actually did it in the same room.
Yes. It's the magic of, you know, what we learned out of COVID. How to do things virtually in this world, right? Virtual e-meets and all of those kind of things. It's odd.
It is odd.
It's so good.
It is. It's nice to be with you, Jamie, and nice to be with all of you this fine Friday afternoon. Again, if you're not familiar with this segment, you can ask me basically anything that you would like. It doesn't have to be political. It can be sports, pop culture. We've even gotten which way do I like the toilet paper, over or under, answer over. But I respect all the cat owners out there that are like, no, don't do that. Yeah. So again, if you want to get in on it, askmaggie@civicmedia.us. And the hook is this. If you've listened to me before, you know I can carry on a bit. So Jamie decides pretty arbitrarily whether or not I'm going to get 30 or 60 seconds to answer the question. And I do my very best to stop talking before the timer runs out.
Arbitrarily. That's not the first time somebody said that about me. So that's good. That's a good descriptor.
No. That makes it interesting.
That's a good descriptor.
Not a criticism.
I'm okay. Arbitrary is better than when people call me cute because I feel like somebody's puppy. You know, like we're teddy bear or something. It's a nice compliment. I get they're trying to be nice, but then I feel like somebody's puppy. That's what you use to describe a puppy.
So, Jamie, I'll just say this about the descriptor cute. I don't think anyone's ever used that word to describe me. I mean, by like the sixth grade, I think I was already like a towering 5'10". Didn't get a lot of cute as a chosen adjective for me. So, you know, that sounds desirable to me.
Sure. Okay. All right. So
right. It's all relative.
It's always when people call me unique. I get that a lot, too. And I'm always like, do you actually mean that as a compliment or should I be a little offended right now? But I take it as a compliment because I'm
rather be unique than Wonder Bread.
I was just
going to
say, I've never fit in a mold, so I'm good with that. I'm good with that. All right, so are we ready? Now, I promised you we were going to keep it light, but we had a couple of questions that came in last week, so and they're a little on the heavier side. So I want to start with those, get those out of the way, and then we can go on to the lighter side of things.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, so we actually had a couple of people text in last week, and they're a little concerned about April 20th, right?
Yes.
We've talked a little bit about the fact that there's a lot of speculation that the Insurrection Act might come into play on April 20th, maybe some martial law. So we've had both Tiffany and Amanda, Tiffany from River Plains and Amanda from Cross Plains, ask if we should be concerned about April 20th. And, you know, Amanda says she's got some travel plans to California. Is this something she should be doing over the weekend, over that particular weekend, which I guess would be this weekend, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. It's already April 20th. Okay.
So much happening.
There is so much happening. I keep losing track of time. So we're going to start with this heavier question. Should we be concerned about April 20th? And Jacob, who is filling in for Cal today, let's give Maggie 60 seconds to answer this one. Hit the bed when you're ready, Jacob.
Should we be worried about April 20th? Yes, we should. Should you change what you're doing? No, you shouldn't. One of the biggest acts of resistance in this time is to continue to live your life, to exercise your First Amendment rights, and to stand up for what you believe in. It's also resistance to live joyfully right now. So keep doing what you're doing out there. These next few weeks are going to get rocky. Things are going to probably get a bit worse. I think it would be foolish and foolhardy to not be candid about that. But our best resistance is making our voices heard and continuing to live our lives fully in enjoyment of all of our rights as Americans and with some joy and exuberance. So please travel, be safe, be aware of your surroundings, take care of one another.
I love that answer. I mean, that's really, I think right now all we can do, right? Because every day we're in this barrage of awfulness, and it just doesn't seem to stop. And sometimes you just need a break from all of it. So you've got to
keep going.
Yes, absolutely. All right. So I promise that's the most hardcore question we're going to take today.
Let me
today.
Just make this other observation very briefly. April 20th is also Easter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have some thoughts on that coinky dink.
Okay.
In the last segment of the hour. So everybody's going to want to hang around to get my final thoughts of the week as we roll into an Easter weekend. And the one thing I didn't get to say in the last segment when I was talking about Judge Wilkinson's decision and the warning that he's sending to all of us. He used specific language that basically said, if the Trump administration can do this, why can't they simply mistakenly deport a citizen and then go, oh, we can't do anything about it? Well, there is news coverage that broke late last afternoon that a U.S.-born American citizen has been detained at the request of immigration authorities despite an advocate showing his U.S. birth certificate in court and a county judge finding no reason for him to be considered an illegal alien. The guy's name is Juan Carlos Lopez Gomez. He was 20. He was arrested Thursday evening by Florida Highway Patrol and charged under a state immigration law that has been temporarily blocked since earlier this month. So you got police officers arresting someone under a law that shouldn't have taken effect, claiming that the man is illegally in the United States and he's an American-born citizen, and a judge said so. That's what we're talking about here.
Right.
We also know that there is a Texas man who was picked up. I believe he was 19, has no criminal record, is a citizen, was sent to El Salvador. Like, these are mistakes. They are happening. It's real. Yep. It's present. It's occurring. So the idea of the Insurrection Act being invoked, given what Donald Trump has done in this other narrower set of even claimed powers under the Alien Enemies Act, is even more frightening.
Yes.
So I'll end with one PSA to everyone, and that is this. In your car, in your church, in your home, if you are approached by an immigration official requesting entry or to search or to interact with persons that are in your car, home, church, what have you, you can decline that. They will say that they have an immigration warrant. Ask them if they have a warrant issued by a federal Article III judge. Unless they have that, you do not have to consent to the search of your property, person, car, church, home, etc.
Right.
Okay, so here's the magic words. Please show me a warrant from an Article III federal court judge. That's what you need to ask. Sorry to go on about it, but it's really important.
It's important, and it's going to protect, I think, a lot of people. And we talk about the cases that you were just bringing up, and I know we want to go into a lighter side. Did you see the story of the doctor out of Pennsylvania? Her name is Lisa Anderson, and she has been given a letter of possible deportation because they say she's here on some weird visa, which she's never had.
That was the guy that I was talking about yesterday in Wisconsin.
Because
same
Lisa
thing.
Anderson is such a strange name.
Yes. I read that and I'm like, who's this highly suspect Lisa Anderson?
Right,
person?
Exactly. So, and she's a doctor. She's also a doctor. So it's crazy. And there's a lot of people speculating at this point in time, is that part of the DOGE? Is that some of the mix up? So who knows? Who
yes.
knows? But you got some sage advice there from the attorney, Maggie Dawn. So now let's keep it light, right? It's Easter weekend, so we want to keep this very light. And so I love this. Our good friend Cam texted in today, and he wants to know, Maggie, have you ever had any sort of wacky hairstyle? We're going to go 30 seconds on this one, Jacob, and you can start that music whenever you're ready.
Yes, I went through a slight wacky hairstyle phase when I was in law school. I had a very like early 2000s asymmetrical short wedge haircut that was very, very burgundy for a while. Very burgundy. You couldn't even, it wasn't red. It was like very burgundy. I grew out of it. I think that's when I was, expressing some internal angst and anxiety yes. through my hair at that time.
Yes. I think at some point we all had a wedge haircut because you had to. Or
it was a thing back
or
then.
Or look like your mom set a bowl on your head and just took the clippers okay. all the way around.
I was just going to say, probably my worst hair ever. I love you, Mom. But.
You blame all of our childhood trauma on our mothers.
Shirley Dawn for surely gave me a bowl cut. She also loved a perm. And I have some pretty thick hair.
Mm-hmm.
So my perm was very
large,
very large, very round. Then I had a perm that was growing out and picture day was coming up. She sent me to the local spot to get a little haircut. Lady gave me a mullet. So I fully have a mullet in like my sixth grade class picture from St. Pius, the 10th grade school in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Hot stuff.
Yeah. No,
say I was awkward. Yeah. Probably until I was like in my mid-30s is probably pretty fair.
I was just always short. That's all. Like I was always the front row kid. That's where I always was in all the class
pictures.
You were
in the front row.
Always.
I was in the back row, Jamie.
I think I had one photo in kindergarten where I might have gotten put on the end in the back row, but then after, always
front
row.
You could just call me back row Maggie. I was always in the back row.
I'm still always in the, I'm only 5'1". So I've always
But you have an enormously wonderful personality
that
is neither cute nor unique, both cutely unique. Is that better?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. All right, we're going to take care of some business. We got Dale on the phone. We're going to give him a shot at it after these brief messages. My name is Maggie Dawn. We're doing another segment of Ask Maggie this afternoon. Get your questions in 855-752-4842. We'll be back. I'm going to keep on running because the winner don't quit on
themselves. You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. While corrosive democracy news from Washington continued this week, state news ranged from good in Delaware and Mississippi, mixed in North Carolina and Pennsylvania, to downright ugly in New Hampshire. Voting Rights Lab reports the Delaware Senate advanced SB 2 and SB 3, constitutional amendments allowing 10 days of early voting and no excuse absentee voting. Legislative versions of both bills passed last year, but the Delaware Supreme Court found that the state constitution didn't enable them. The General Assembly must pass them again next year for them to be adopted. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ordered Mississippi to redraw state Senate districts for DeSoto County, which it found violated the 1965 Voting Rights Act by diluting a majority black section of the county, according to Mississippi Today. State officials in North Carolina found fewer issues among the 5,000 military and overseas voters than the Supreme Court candidate Jefferson Griffin claimed, but the highly questionable post-election review of voter eligibility continues. Pennsylvania Attorney General Dave Sunday appealed a federal court ruling directing county officials to count otherwise eligible mail-in ballots without a date. The New Hampshire Senate advanced SB 213, which would require voters applying by mail for an absentee ballot to enclose a copy of their birth certificate, U.S. passport, or naturalization papers, almost certainly disenfranchising otherwise eligible voters. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're in a segment we call Ask Maggie. You can ask me basically anything you'd like, politics or not. I will give it my best shot to answer it in the time allotted. Had a great follow-up question. Tim from Eau Claire, thank you, Tim, listening on WCCFW. I was talking about things that people can do since April 20th. Which is 90 days out from Donald Trump's inauguration, which is the deadline that Trump gave to Pete Hegseth and others on basically how to execute the deportation of 12 million people. We're afraid he might invoke the Insurrection Act and declare martial law. Who knows? I was giving people some pointers. If ICE agents approach you, your home, your church, your car, demand to search or enter, saying that they have an immigration warrant, you decline their offer. It is an offer. They will act like it is a demand. You ask them if they have a federal Article 3 judge-issued warrant, a federal judicial warrant. If they don't have it, they don't have a right to enter. Tim from Eau Claire says, what is to stop the ICE agent from saying, we don't need that type of warrant and taking you anyways? Well, Tim, that's the rub, ain't it? Not much in the Trump administration. Here's what. Turn your phones on and record that. Turn your phones on and record that. We got a little feedback here. Chad from Greenfield, go ahead, sir. I understand you've got an objection to lodge.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it's pretty funny that Democrats are polling at all-time low, 21% currently. And yet you're giving advice how to counteract ICE agents who the American people right now are overwhelmingly for in polls. But yeah, you guys won't mention Lincoln Riley. You vote against the Lincoln Riley Act.
I didn't vote, sir. I didn't vote. And I think the idea that she died is an abomination. That she died is an abomination. But American citizens kill way more citizens than do migrants.
Would you have voted for the Lincoln Riley Act or no if you were in Congress?
It's a good question. I think I probably would have, Chad. I haven't read the bill in detail, but I probably would have supported that.
Well, I hope you would, but I notice that you don't defame anyone that does in your party. I think that's convenient. That's why you guys are part.
Convenient. Okay, Chad, I'm going to jump in here. First of all, when I give advice like this, advising people of their rights, of their due process right that is guaranteed to every person standing on American soil, I think is the ultimate act of a patriot. It's the ultimate act of a patriot in the face of a president who will not follow the Supreme Court's rulings. That is how I define patriotism.
A president has over double the ratings that Democrats have, by the way.
I don't care. At a certain... Listen, sir, let me... If you're going to have a discussion with me, and I'm willing to have this discussion with you, you got to give me a chance to respond. The entire point of the decision written by a Republican conservative jurist yesterday was that this isn't about a popularity contest. It's about our due process rights. Do those matter to you just as much as the popularity contest and the polls do? Does the Constitution matter?
People that are illegal in our country committing crimes who are on our federal list, it matters to me that they get out. It matters to me that our country...
Do you care, sir, about due process rights? Or
not
are those just
illegal that has federal laws against them and they're not in our country in the first place? It cracks me up.
Chad, do you know that even if someone is a criminal and here illegally, they're entitled to a due process right? That's what the Constitution guarantees.
Do illegal people that are not in our country have constitutional rights?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Randomly? Chad, do you not I'm going to try this one more time. The Constitution protects people who are here illegally as to due process rights. Yes, it does. The Supreme Court.
Well, in order to have the due process, don't we have to apprehend them? If you just keep on telling them to let them go and avoid, how do they get the due process? How's the due process going to happen if you tell them to avoid federal officials?
I would tell them to cooperate with an ICE agent if I had faith that the federal government would afford them their due process rights. It would be a different discussion entirely.
How are they going to have due process if you tell them to avoid them? See, that's the funny thing. That's why you guys are...
Chad, come on.
You care more about them than you do about Lake and Riley.
First of all, that is offensive on its face. And the last time I checked, we didn't afford rights to people depending on whether or not they were popular. I care about Lake and Riley. I am offended that she was murdered, as I am every person who has the ultimate right, their right to life taken from them illegally. But in this country, we present evidence in a court. We don't have marauding gangs of ICE agents or citizens pick up other people, strip them of their due process rights. I don't trust ICE agents right now to provide due process, sir. That's my problem. How do you propose to solve that problem? I think we should prosecute murderers. I think we should deport people who are here illegally and commit crimes. Hell yes, brother. Will you stand with me? Will you stand with me on the air right now and say that you will stick up for the Constitution, that you believe in the Constitution?
Hello?
Yeah. Do you believe in the Constitution? Yeah,
well, of course I believe in the Constitution, but you're warping it your way. You're painting the...
I'm not warping it my way, Chad. Do you understand the Constitution protects illegal people and gives them the right to due process?
Of course, but if they're illegally, how are they going to have due process? Maybe if you're telling them to avoid the due process. You're telling them to avoid the ICE officials. How's the due process even going to happen?
What I'm saying, Chad, you are twisting what I'm saying beyond its intent. No, Chad, listen. What do you say when people are like, is this a chicken and the egg problem? What I just said to you was, hey, if I had faith that these people would be afforded due process and not sent to El Salvador and housed like animals in one of the world's most violent prisons, I would say submit yourself to the process. You can trust our court system. You can trust this administration.
So when Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton...
Here we go, the whatabouts. I'm done with that. Sorry, we had to hijack because, you know, things happen. I'll take some calls when we get back. Everybody is lining up on the phone lines. We're going to take them. We're going to get Terry Barr in there, too. Listen, nothing like a little Ask Maggie to get the blood pumping. One of our callers having an Ask Maggie question. How do you not swear on the air when you get all fired up? With great, great fortitude and control. Lori from Hayward, I see you. Mark, all of our callers, we're going to try to get to you. Dale from Wausau, everybody on the text lines. Hold your horses. We're going to get there. Brief message. is, and we'll be right.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Class 3 milk has rallied about $1.50 in the past 2 weeks due to active global dairy trade. I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report, and Cody Koster, EverAg dairy broker and analyst, says the U.S. is the better bang for your buck on the global market compared to Europe, for example.
They are trading their cheddar cheese at about $2.20 a pound. And if you come back into the United States and look at our cheese price, we're at $1.85. And there's, I think, more exports got booked last month, even with tariffs on, than people really realized. And still at that 50 to 60 cents discrepancy that we're at, even before the GDT yesterday, I think we're seeing a lot more product flying out of the country from other countries just because we are the cheapest in the world. I mean, we remain that way. We've been that way for a few weeks, if not months now, and we're finally just starting to pick back up on our export numbers again.
Once again, that's Cody Koster, EverAg dairy broker and analyst, along with us. I'll have a look at your closing markets right after this.
It's still sinking in. All the medals that Bavaria Sausage brought home from the German Butchers Association competition. Scott Stoll, one of the owners of Bavaria Sausage, says they walked away with 49 medals, 30 that were gold, and all the products they submitted, something you can purchase today.
You know, we picked products right out of the freezer, right out of the deli case, right out of our coolers. And that's what we brought. We did not do a special batch of any of this. We didn't know, but we had a feeling that we'd do pretty well with the Germans on this one.
That's Scott Stoll, one of the owners of Bavaria Sausage, capturing 49 medals at the recent German Butcher Association Meat Products Competition, recognizing the quality that started more than 60 years ago with Fred Vohl. Bavaria Sausage. Shop those award-winning meats today at the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitch Rotor Road in Fitchburg. Open Monday through Friday, 9 until 7, Saturday 9 until 1, or always open online. BavariaSausage.com.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your closing markets. Cash corn closed at 482 and a quarter, down 2 cents. New crop corn closed at 466, down 3 quarters. Cash beans closed at 1036 and a half. That was down 2 1/4 cents. And new crop beans closed at 1032 and a half, down 1 3/4. And July wheat closed at 562 and a quarter, up 1 1/4 cents. And the dairy side of things, May Class 3 milk contract is trading at 1832 a hundredweight. That is up 41 cents. And June milk is trading at 1743, up 24 cents. Barrel cheese closed at 184. That was down 3 1/2 cents. 40-pound block cheese closed at 183.5. That was up a penny. And the AA butter closed up a quarter and closed today at 234 and a quarter. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
More clouds than sunshine today with high temperatures scraping the low 50s. We've got a breeze out of the north dropping us tonight to lows of about 30. We stay stuck on the cooler side of things in the lower 50s for tomorrow, but there'll be plenty of sunshine. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 52.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent months, Milwaukee health officials have uncovered significant lead hazards in city schools, mostly due to lead-based paint. Several schools have now been closed as the problem has been found to be more widespread. In late March, city officials formally requested help from the CDC, but in doing so, they learned that the CDC's entire lead program had been eliminated by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is a major problem. Children in the state's largest city are being exposed to lead poisoning at their schools, and the Trump administration is not only refusing to provide assistance, they are eliminating the entire lead program that would help in cases like this one. Now, state and local officials must step up to do something for these kids, since Trump and RFK Jr. are gutting federal support. Milwaukee's children deserve better.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Emerson Lehman, host of the WBAY Morning Show here in Green Bay, into the studio for a pickleball breakdown. And it's a bar band Friday night as Terry Barr drops by with new music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Except when I do mind, and sometimes I mind a lot. Folks, my name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Been engaging in a lively discussion this afternoon about whether it means that I care more about people here illegally than I do care about Americans. If I explain to people who are here illegally how to protect their rights. And I want to answer that really briefly because I got upset with Chad. I'm sorry. We were having a little heated exchange. These things happen. Chad, brother, it is because I love and care about Americans and America so very much that I will refuse to permit the due process rights guaranteed in our Constitution to people here illegally to be abused. It is because of my love for Americans and America that I stand up and say what I have been saying. And by the way, I think the nearly 250 people sitting in a gulag in a concentration camp in El Salvador cooperated, and yet they had their due process rights ripped away from them illegally. We got a U.S. citizen picked up illegally in Florida. They cooperated. Where are their due process rights? That person's sitting in jail right now. I'm not having it. To be an American means to understand and care about the Constitution. Let's go to the phones. Ollie from the Northwoods, you're up, ma'am.
Well, I would like to tell that gentleman caller that it's very hypocritical for the president to demand and receive all due process of the law over umpteen years. He's been given the benefit of the doubt and given all the due processes that were deemed for him. So for this gentleman to decline the due process of someone living here in the United States, when that's what the Constitution says, any person here, it doesn't say this person or that person, just any person.
You're 100% right, Ollie. Either the law matters, either the Constitution matters, or it doesn't. Or it doesn't. Dale from Wausau, thank you for being patient.
Yeah, thanks, Maggie. I would like to keep it light, but it's getting harder and harder to keep it light.
Yes, sir.
I had heard about another Texas man that you had mentioned that was deported by mistake. I'm hoping that something is being done to get him back here. All of these 250 should be brought back and given due process. And how many more deportees were deported by mistake, especially because none of the deportees were given due process? And this is the most troubling thing by far to come out of the Trump administration, the denial of due process.
It strikes at the heart of America. As I've said repeatedly, the single most important right in a democracy is the right to petition the government for redress before the government takes your property or puts your person, your body, into a prison. To petition the government for redress. This is the foundation of our democracy. That is what is at stake. No more, no less. Cam from Appleton, very patient, my friend. What say you this afternoon?
Thank you. Chad, you got to understand that the whataboutism nonsense doesn't really jive with most anyone. But even if you were to boil it down to that, the president just said about the Florida University shooting that happened, just, oh, these things just happen. But he raised absolute hell over the Teslas being exploded because that hurt his buddy. Students shouldn't be afraid in schools. You want to talk about Lake and Riley? Why are we putting up, like, that is a horrible event. It should never have happened. That gentleman that person that murdered her got due process. Mr. Garcia yes. did not. None of those people that got deported did not.
Yes, 100%, Cam. Thank you for those points. Mark, you're up next. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Yeah, the guy that murdered Lake and Riley happened to be an illegal immigrant. I mean, more, like you mentioned, more actual citizens have committed that kind of crime than immigrants. He's an outlier. And why they had to have a law to prove a point, they're just trying to prove some kind of point. I mean, you're pointing out specifically what the Constitution actually says is that no person, every person is due process rights, and to remind him that every single one of our founders would have been considered an illegal by the British government, who we were trying to separate ourselves from. They would have been hauled off and tortured and probably drawn and quartered, you know, under the court of England. I mean, that the law is supposed to mean something. For everybody is entitled to due process. Every single one of these deportees is entitled to due process. And for the Trump administration, all the people advocating for the Trump administration, operating under the Trump administration, their job is to faithfully execute the law, and they are not doing it. They're in violation of their oath of office.
100%. That's what a Republican judge wrote yesterday. It will reduce their oath of office to meaninglessness. It will turn the law, rule of law in this country into lawlessness. He begged our friend Chad. Chad, the judge was talking to you when he said, this case presents a chance to vindicate the rule of law in America and to summon the best that is within you, Chad, while there is still time. Charles, sir, always good to see you. Ooh, I'm getting a lot of feedback on Charles, so I'm going to let him go. Thanks so much, folks. I want to get in. My good friend Terry Barr for What's Good Local and Overlooked, because we all need a little bit of that. I mean, I have some final thoughts on this very topic in the last segment of the day, so keep it locked right here. But let's bring Terry on. Thanks so much for hanging out a little bit, Terry. So important to talk to folks about this. People are fired up. Fired up. Terry, you there? There you are.
I am here. And indeed, it's been very interesting to listen to the conversation and the callers. Everybody really has their heart kind of laying out there with regards to this. And thank you, Maggie, for leading such an important discussion, too.
Try my best. It's Friday. Yes. Long weeks.
Yeah.
Long weeks.
I'm here to lighten it up for you. I've got two fun things.
Excellent.
Let's start with this. I know everybody's so excited about the NFL draft in Wisconsin, in Northeast Wisconsin, of all places, Green Bay. It's going to be amazing. But I bet this is something you didn't know. The city, of course, is trying to put on its best face because 250,000 people are going to be showing up. And of course, it will be seen around the world. So if you're thinking, well, what could I do to tie in football and Earth Day? This is what's happening. The city is opening up multiple opportunities for anybody who wants to come and clean up. They have various places where they're going to be planting new trees, whacking the weeds, and simply just making everything look as gorgeous as it can. And I talked to one of the city leaders about this. He's the communications manager, Michael Bergman. I love this. He called it, we have pig skin pride and a loving purpose. So there you go. If you want to sign up and do something on Earth Day, which is Tuesday, and tie it in with the NFL draft, go to the website. It's greenbaywi.gov. And you can find all kinds of information and chances to sign up to help out. If that's your way to get involved in the draft, That's a good one.
Yeah, get combo. I am personally so excited to see the draft in Green Bay. We had the director of public affairs for the Packers on the show yesterday, which was so much fun.
Aaron has been there forever. Aaron Poppy has worked there forever.
He was a great guest. We certainly look forward to having him back. Maybe to give us a little redux on how the draft went. That would certainly be a bunch of fun.
Yeah, well, and it's so interesting when they think it could be 250,000 people visiting. Green Bay is only 100,000 people. So this is just going to be bonkers and so much fun to watch. I have so much pride in Green Bay right now.
Heck yeah. I've been a big UWGB fan for a long time.
Yeah.
A guy that played high school hoops for my high school, Rufus King. Went to UWGB, and his dad was the coach there for a long time. So I've always watched UWGB and especially their men's hoops program. And it's big fan of that city, big fan of Green Bay Pride.
Well, here's the next thing for you. I know you said you kind of wanted to have a sort of an Easter discussion at the end of the show. So I'm bringing you some bunnies. How about this?
Oh, give me some bunnies.
Okay, good. Well, you know, Easter and the Easter bunny. But if you're thinking about adding a bunny to your family right now, you know, many humane societies out there will say, wait, think about it. Don't do it just on the last minute idea, you know, even just because it's Easter. Here's a great idea I just learned about. The Oshkosh Area Humane Society works with families and helps kids learn what it would take to adopt an actual bunny. But first, you have to adopt a what I would call stuffed animal bunny. This is such a great idea. They help you learn how to take care of it and what it actually means if you get a real bunny. So let's hear what Emily Anderson, who is with the shelter, says about this program.
The younger children who maybe don't have a pet at home can have the experience of coming to a humane society and seeing adoptable bunnies that they can then be responsible for when they take them home, while learning about how to care for real bunnies. If they maybe are missing a tail or an eye or a button on their little outfits, we have one of our staff person who fixes them up, you know, heals their boo-boos so they're all ready to go. So just like the real live bunnies if they have issues. So typically we like them to come here and meet the bunny, fill out an adoption application. They can fill out the application before they come here online on our small animals page. And then meet the bunny, meet with Sarah, talk through all the care and behavior and nutrition that they need. And usually Sarah will let them go home with the bunny the same day.
That's so
hands-on
cute.
Learning, Maggie. How about it? And the stuffed bunnies that the kids have to take home first, those are all rescued as well from area thrift stores. I think this is a fabulous idea and something that I had never heard of before.
That is just so lovely and heartwarming. Yeah. Thank you, Terry. I needed that. I think everybody listening needed that. What are you doing? Do you celebrate the holiday get-together? Anything special planned for the weekend?
We do. It's always a family weekend. So that's the plan this weekend, to see family and just kind of relax for a minute before everything cranks up for the draft and Earth Day next week.
Well, have a wonderful time with your family.
Thanks.
I have to say, one of the items on my agenda for the weekend is I love a spring pea soup.
Oh.
That is one of my like ab fab things to eat. And I love making soups because you can make a huge vat of soup and then freeze it and you've got it. So I'll be making some spring pea soup this weekend in celebration. I will share a bit with some of my friends. My folks are still in Arizona, so I'll be doing like the Friendsgiving version of Easter, I guess. Is how
you put
it. So that'll be a bunch of fun and certainly nourishing, I hope, as well. Good food.
You put the ham bone in the pea soup.
Oh, hell yes, because it tastes delicious. But
yes.
That is a different type. So that is like a bean soup. When I do a white bean soup, that gets the ham bone. But the spring pea, I mean that brilliant green, creamy soup. Oh, you're making me hungry, Terry, and I'm the one that's talking about it.
Well, I hope you enjoy it, and everyone have a wonderful weekend. And if you celebrate, happy Easter.
Happy Easter. If you celebrate it, Terry, and happy Passover to everybody that is listening, if that is your holiday of celebration, we're going to come back with some final thoughts on this heavy week of news. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabba, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Welcome back, everybody. Last segment of the week for me and for you as my most valued listeners. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Calendar check, everybody. Not only is it the NFL draft week next week, starting on Wednesday, you can find me in a new time slot. I've got the drive time slot now from 4 to 6 p.m. I hope to see and hear all of you there with me next week, but Monday and Tuesday, regular schedule, 2 to 4. I got one of our longtime listeners, Tom from L.A., on the horn. Tom, your thoughts? We've been having quite the discussion about the most fundamental of democratic values, due process.
Yeah, Maggie, first I just want to say that Chad is dripping with white privilege. And I'm lucky I have white privilege as well, but at least I notice that I have white privilege. All these people that seem to be, you know, being kidnapped or, you know, done away with, seem to have a little more melanin in their skin, if you've noticed. And I want to know, what is it that we can do to communicate to people? I was talking to a friend of mine last night on the phone, and she started bringing up all this stuff. I mean, she's a person that voted for Kamala, thank God. But she's also a person that said, well, you know, the guy did threaten his wife, and he probably should have been. And I'm like going, that doesn't matter. The whole point is you're supposed to have due process. You're supposed to have Miranda rights read to you. You're supposed to be able to go in front of a court. But it's like it just does not get through to some of these people. It's almost like in this country, we've become guilty until proven innocent rather than innocent until proven guilty. So I'm just asking you what your thoughts are and how would you handle a person like this that just doesn't really seem to get the whole idea of, you know, it's not like they're just being sent down to the local jail. They're actually being sent to
gulag?
Prison.
Yeah, a concentration camp. Here, let me start here, Tom. I'll just say this. This stuff ain't new or surprising to black and brown folks in this country. Not one little bit. And the legacy of resistance and standing up for civil rights, even for the civil rights of groups that some people think are the poo on our shoe, that resistance has always been led by black and brown folks and women folks in the LGBTQIA community. Always. But folks are tired. So we gotta step up for people who may have a little bit more melanin in their skin in this moment. Here's what I would say to people. Oh, he's a bad guy, so who cares? So he's a bad guy, you say? Great, go into court and prove it. He beat his wife, committed a crime, prove he's a gang member. Okay, deport him. It's that simple. Donald Trump enjoyed lots of due process. Lots of it. All the due process Donald Trump got. In this country, we are supposed to be equal under the law. Period. Hi, Richard. Hi, Rick. How you doing? Thanks for calling back.
I'm doing pretty good. I have a question and a kind of a sarcastic opinion on polls in the Constitution.
Go for it, sir.
I think, you know, when they collected the Nazi SS criminals, the Jewish foundation or people, they got them on the street. They didn't go to the door. Doesn't ownership of the dwelling have something to do with your rights?
Yeah, Rick, if you have ownership or you have control, that means you can either grant or not grant entry to whom you choose. And if you choose not to, they have to have a warrant to enter. And it's not an ICE warrant. It's a warrant issued by a state or federal court judge. That's why immigration warrants, it's deceptive. That's the deal. Immigration warrants don't require a finding of probable cause. Probable cause is the thing that causes a warrant to be issued for someone's detention and or arrest. That's the due process. Then you have a hearing on the basis for the deportation. That's how it's supposed to work here. We got limited time left, so let me get to it. It's Easter. Pilate said to them, "Whom do you want me to release to you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ?" The chief priests and the elders persuaded the multitudes that they should ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor answered and said to them, "Which of the two do you want me to release to you?" They said, "Barabbas." Pilate said to them, "What then shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ?" And they all said to him, "Let him be crucified." Then the governor said, "Why, what evil has he done?" But they all cried out all the more, saying, "Let him be crucified." When Pilate saw that he could not prevail at all, he took water, washed his hands before the multitude, saying, "I am innocent of the blood of this just person." For those that will be attending Easter services, if Pilate tried to give Christ due process to ask the multitudes, "What crime has this man committed?" How dare you call yourself a Christian and call for the crucifixion of those that have been not afforded that most fundamental right? How dare you? I hope that you are all well this weekend. I hope that you are all safe. The resistance is real. It is every day in each and every one of your voices. Thank you for being with me today. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together for due process.
Your
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll review the weekend news, and Jimmy Cuska, Civic Media Sports Director, will be here to talk about changes coming to the WIAA. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Here's another community reminder from 107.5 WLAK. Join the hunt and attend Amory Bunny Bash going on Saturday, April 19th to be held at Michael Park in Amory. There's a fireman's pancake breakfast, Easter photos, kids games, a coloring contest, and an egg hunt at 10:30 a.m. That's all Saturday, April 19th at Michael Park in Amory. A reminder for you from 107.5 WLAK.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At Dulles Airport outside D.C., Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen arriving after his trip to El Salvador and meeting with Kilmar Abrego-Garcia, the man mistakenly deported by the Trump administration. Now the White House says they cannot return him despite U.S. court orders.
As the federal courts have said, we need to bring Mr. Abrego-Garcia home to protect his constitutional rights to due process.
President Trump criticizing Van Hollen for going to El Salvador and called Abrego-Garcia a violent man and pointed to a restraining order filed earlier by his wife. She tells ABC News her husband is not a member of a gang and they worked out their issues. Police still don't have a motive, they say, following yesterday's shooting at Florida State University that left two dead and six others injured. At the Rome Coliseum today, Christians participating in the Way of the Cross procession, part of the somber services marking Good Friday. This is ABC News.